You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We're going to start with the numbers on gun violence. According to the Gun Violence Archive, a nonprofit group, there have been 47,237 gun violence incidents in the U.S. this year. That means deaths and injuries, which they count using a bunch of different sources. And after something like the shooting in Las Vegas, Americans have a lot of questions about guns. The catch is, numbers and data are hard to come by. There are groups like the Gun Violence Archive, then there's law enforcement. But federal research dollars into gun violence are extremely limited right now. Because back in 1996, federal money for the Centers for Disease Control to study gun violence dried up. At the time, Mark Rosenberg was running the National Center for Injury Prevention and Control there. I asked him to tell me what happened.
Well, a few things happened. There was an attack on behalf of the NRA that was led by a congressman from rural Arkansas, a congressman named Jay Dickey.
Yeah.
And at an appropriations hearing, they basically ambushed the director of CDC and myself. And after that hearing, they succeeded in taking away $2.6 million, which was everything that we were using for gun violence prevention research. And they also did something else. They passed some appropriations language, and it said, none of the funds that go to CDC shall be used to promote or advocate gun control. Now, it did not ban federally funded research, but it said, basically, we could not lobby for gun control legislation. Now, CDC was not in the business of lobbying for gun control legislation. We were in the business of doing research. But it really sent a chill throughout the system.
Well, you know, $2.6 million were Marketplace. We like to look at the numbers. In the grand context of the federal budget, that's a tiny amount of money. But I'm curious from your standpoint, what are the implications of taking away, you know, $2.5 million?
People usually think that a research program will grow with time as understanding builds and people start to see that you're getting good results. Programs usually grow. The message here was not only is this program not going to grow, but it's not going to exist. There's not going to be any funding for extramural research on the topic of gun violence prevention. And it had a chilling effect beyond just the injury center. It went to other agencies that thought that they might look at the relationship, say, of alcohol use and gun violence or drug abuse and gun violence. Even at the National Institute of Justice, it chilled their ardor for pursuing this area.
You know, one question I have, looking at this now, talking about guns in America is so fraught, but what would you study if you could? You know, what would you study now?
Well, I think it's not really rocket science, but there's basically four questions that we need to answer if we want to have an impact on reducing gun violence. The first question is, what's the problem? How many people get shot? Who are they? Where? When? How does it happen? With what kind of guns? What's the relationship between the shooter and the victim, or if it's suicide? The second question you want to answer is, what are the causes? What's the role of mental illness? What's the role of drugs? What's the role of domestic violence? What's the role of terrorism? The third question is, what works to prevent it? What might stop this gun violence from even happening? What kind of things can we test? And that's really important. And the fourth question is, how do you do it? Once you have a program that works, how do you scale it up and how do you implement the results?
The federal government is not the only player in town. I mean, there are think tanks, there are universities, there are all sorts of entities that could do private research. Did taking the money away from federal research affect what other entities did?
It did. I think it had a chilling effect across the board. Even foundations that had been supporting it and had started to make this a priority were undermined and cut back. And the message went out that this is not a welcome area for researchers because your research and your funding are going to be much more difficult than other areas. The research arena is a marketplace, and people go to places where they can be funded to do their work.
Just one last question before I let you go. you and Jay Dickey became good friends. He died not too long ago. I'm curious what he told you in terms of his thoughts on this issue. I gather his mind changed a little bit toward the latter part of his life.
His mind changed a lot, and we became very close friends, and we trusted each other, so we could talk to each other a lot about this. Jay came to feel that the kind of gun violence we were seeing, the increase in mass shootings, this was really crazy. And what was crazy, not that it went on, but that we weren't doing anything about it. And he came to believe in the value of research. He saw what research did to reduce motor vehicle crashes and motor vehicle-related deaths way, way down, saving hundreds of thousands of people without having to ban cars. And he came to see that we could do the same thing. We could save hundreds of thousands of lives without banning guns.
Mark Rosenberg, thank you so much for your time.
You are very welcome.